Welcome to The Hospitalist and the Society of Hospital Medicine. I'm Casey Quinlan. The Society of Hospital Medicine's Future of Hospital Medicine Outreach Campaign includes a grant program for medical students interested in doing an 8-week project related to patient safety or quality improvement during the summer between school years. I talked to two SHM student hospitalist scholars who received grants in 2015. Mimi Zander, a second-year medical student at the Touro College of Osteopathic Medicine in New York City, and Frank Zdravich, a second-year medical student at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Both Mimi and Frank worked on alarm-related projects, with Mimi studying alarm fatigue at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, known as CHOP, and Frank studying similar data at the University of Chicago Medical Center. I asked both of them what attracted them to the Student Hospitalist Scholar Program. Here's Mimi's response, including her desire to return to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
I applied to the program because I was really interested in going back to CHOP, since I had worked there previously before I started school, with a structured program. I really liked the flexibility that the program provided. However, I was able to pick my location and to pick my mentor, and all of that was great because I already had relationships at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, so that was great.
Frank Zdravich was attracted to the opportunity to build on his history of working in quality improvement.
I actually worked in public health and epidemiology for a few years before coming back to school to study medicine. So the idea of working in systems improvement and data analytics wasn't new for me. And so when I was trying to find the best way to use my free summer after our first year of medical school, the Society for Hospital Medicine Student Hospitalist Program looked like a natural extension for my interest in patient safety. I guess I was really excited by the opportunity to have dedicated resources and blocks of time to carry out quality improvement work in the hospital with mentors in hospital medicine who already had a proven track record.
Frank talks about how a program like Student Hospitalist can help an emerging physician develop research interests in addition to clinical practice experience.
I think that especially during the first few years of our medical curriculum, so much time is spent on the basic sciences and learning the nitty-gritty details, if you would, about the way that the human body works and the way that physicians work to either bring that back to its normal state or to help a patient through recovery from many sorts of things. I think that there increasingly is more time allotted during medical school to actually learn about the systems in which we practice medicine in the hospital, but there's very little room that I've seen so far for actual hands-on involvement in that work. And so the Student Hospitalist Program, for me, was a really good balance of being able to see what working as a hospitalist on a day-to-day basis actually looked like and how research is actually a natural component of that, asking the questions about how you can continue to improve patient care while practicing medicine and not just being a bench researcher or sitting behind a computer doing data analysis for 10 to 12 hours a day. I think that it's an eye-opening opportunity for students to see that the research and clinical components naturally go hand in hand.
Mimi Zander describes her project at CHOP.
So this summer, I worked on a research study about patient safety, looking at alarm fatigue on the general pediatric floor. We were looking to see if nurses become overwhelmed by too many physiologic alarms, if that alters their response in any way. So my main role was to review video footage of patient care hours in order to assess the nurse's response to both false and true alarms. So alarms that have ramifications for the patient in terms of they actually need an intervention, they need the nurse to come in, or just an alarm that a pretty healthy kid is kicking around and their leads are becoming loose and the alarm is going off, but that doesn't actually have any implications for patient care.
The response to the blog post about her study at CHOP, which included a WHYY piece, surprised Mimi.
The biggest surprise was the interest that was generated from the blog post. Completely caught us off guard. It just kind of showed me how important it is to get research out into the public in a way that isn't, let's say, the traditional science way, but to have a more approachable way to put research out there and to get people who perhaps aren't alarm fatigue researchers interested in the work. This work hits on everyone who's ever been in a hospital, knows what these alarms sound like, and it's instantly relatable. So I think just being able to reach people who perhaps would not have heard about the research was really, really great and surprising to me.
Frank Zdravich studied alarms as well in his study at the University of Chicago and talks about what surprised him.
The work that Mimi and I are both doing are very complementary. We actually had a phone conversation halfway through our program to sort of discuss findings on either sides of our projects because it seemed like we were both seeing really interesting things in terms of alarm fatigue. So while it wasn't the exact same project, I think that we both came to the same consensus about how little predictive value there actually is in telemetry and bedside alarms as they currently stand. From our side at the University of Chicago, I would say that our biggest aha moment was probably understanding that while there's plenty of literature that shows that there are a ton of false positive alarms in the hospital, we were actually really surprised to see on an inpatient setting that most of these alarms were not really any better accuracy-wise at predicting whether a patient was going to have an adverse event during the next few hours of their stay in the hospital, and that the alarms weren't actually better than, say, if we were just to flip a coin to decide whether a patient was going to improve or deteriorate over that time. So we're just kind of shocked about how little value, I guess, there was in the way that alarms are currently set up.
Mimi Zander might just be a hospitalist in the making.
As I was talking to my classmates about doing this summer and going back to CHOP and having this grant and this wonderful opportunity, we got a surprising amount of questions like, what do the hospitalists do? What do they do? What kind of job are their hours? Why don't we talk about it? Why there's no understanding, I would say, at my level of what hospitalists do and what that path looks like. We don't have a hospitalist interest group. You know, we have everything else. We have radiology and OB-GYN and absolutely everything, but there's no dedicated hospitalist group. And I think that for me, it kind of opened my eyes in terms of, you know, I've had the experience to see what I was able to shadow Dr. Bonafide. I was able to shadow some other folks while I was there. And I got a good sense of what hospitalists do on a day-to-day basis. And I'm really happy to bring that back to my classmates to say, hey, guys, have you considered this? I'm certainly considering it as something I might be interested in doing. I don't know yet. I haven't started rotations yet, so I have lots of experiences to have and time to make that decision. So I'm not exactly sure, but I would absolutely consider it, and it's absolutely on my list.
Frank Zdravich sees the opportunity presented in the student hospitalist program as a key part of a learning health system.
We talk in school a lot about how there's this idea of constant renewal and lifelong learning in medicine. And I would say that this project really cemented that idea for me, the fact that there's this evolution in medicine that is happening faster than I think a lot of us really understand. So I would say the program really encouraged me to attempt at every stage of my medical education and practice going forward that with this mindset of asking, how can I continue to make sure that patients are more and more safe during their hospital stays, and how can our work be more efficient at the same time? I would say my interactions with the hospitalists at UChicago really showed me that their specialty has a unique place in this type of medicine that we're practicing in the electronic age, where on a day-to-day basis, what medicine looks like is in constant flux, and we have near real-time access to data. The program showed me that we need to critically evaluate what resources we use to decide how well our patients are doing and how well their care is progressing, and that we should always ask what we could do better from a more holistic standpoint. I think the program cemented that perspective for me that we need to keep asking these hard questions and not take our resources and our data for granted in terms of how effective they are.
Frank was inspired by his experience in the program and encourages other medical students to participate.
I would definitely encourage anyone who is remotely interested in hospitalist medicine to apply for the program. I think that for the 10-week period that many of us in the inaugural class worked on our project, it provided an excellent snapshot of what the clinical side of hospitalist medicine looks like and also showed the potential of implementing hospitalist quality improvement projects. I think that it was an amazingly valuable experience for me after my first year of medical school to really take a hard look at the strong work that hospitalists are doing in patient safety and quality improvement.
Mimi Zander gets the last word, which amounts to keep this going.
I would encourage the Society of Hospital Medicine to continue with this program and to expand it. I'm looking forward to the conference in the spring. And I would encourage other medical students who are perhaps not sure if this kind of program would be something that they'd want to do, that they should go ahead and apply and connect with hospitalists near them to do this.
If you're a medical student, apply for the Student Hospitalist Program on the SHM website, hospitalmedicine.org. If you're a hospitalist who'd like to mentor a medical student next summer, reach out to one of your SHM chapter leaders to get the ball rolling. Thanks for listening. Don't miss a single edition of The Hospitalist in print, online, or on our podcast.